Previously on Space Team 6, Captain Spaceman and Private Vietnam traveled to the United Space's secret hippie re-education station to recruit the newest member of their team, Lieutenant Hatred. Once there, however, they discovered yet another plot by the space Nazis to destroy America. In the ensuing battle, Commander Herman T. Rader was killed by a space Nazi spy. Having accomplished his mission, but lost a dear friend, Captain Spaceman makes ready to find his next crew member, the mercenary, Tank Bulletstorm.
Ensign, pass the helm to Lieutenant Hatred. I want her slightly above average piloting skills put to good use.
Are you sure, sir? She seems a little out of it.
What do you mean, Ensign?
Whoa, man. Like, sorry, Captain Man, but like, I'm in no condition to fly right now.
I see what you mean. Very well, Ensign. Remain at the helm.
Yes, sir.
Where are we off to next, Captain? Next, Private, we're off to the space bar. The space bar? What's that, sir?
Oh, man, I love that place, dude!
Well, Private, the space bar is exactly the sort of place a mercenary like Tank Bulletstorm would spend his time. That sounds dangerous, sir.
It sure is, Private. The space bar is the seediest, most lawless place in the galaxy.
Golly, sir, are you sure about this? Maybe we could just send a message to this Bulletstorm guy, instead of going to such a dangerous place?
Don't worry, young privates. It may be dangerous, but never forget you're a member of the proud United Space Navy. It would take more than a few drunken never-do-wells to frighten you away. Isn't that right?
You're right, sir. I'm not afraid of no never-do-wells.
Excellent. Besides, you'll be in the presence of the legendary Captain Spaceman. With such a renowned personage as myself around, nobody would dare harm you.
Yeah, bring it on, Space Bar.
That's the spirit. Ensign, set a course for the Space Bar. We've got a mercenary to hire.
Yes, sir. Setting course for the Space Bar now.
Now, Lieutenant Hatred.
Like, what's up, man?
This is an important mission. I need to be able to rely on you in case things get rowdy at the Space Bar. Understand?
Sir, yes, sir. I'll keep it professional, Captain.
Glad to hear it. I'm sure we won't have any trouble, but at a place like the Space Bar, it never hurts to be prepared. Besides, who knows what the space Nazis are plotting?
As Captain Spaceman and his crew head for the Space Bar, the space Nazis are plotting. Across the galaxy, a Nazi stealth Zeppelin is also making its way to the Space Bar. On board is Captain Spaceman's newest foe, Hans Spaceheimer.
Soda.
Yes, Herr Spaceheimer?
Open a communication with the NSZ Oberführer. I must speak with the Commandant immediately.
Of course, Herr Spaceheimer.
Oh, Captain Spaceman, you will die today. Oh, take this, oh, and this. Oh, who dares interrupt my plotting time?
Forgive me, Herr Commandant, but I have news of the spaceman.
Is he traveling to the space bar like we anticipated?
Yes, Herr Commandant Führer, as you said, he is traveling to recruit the mercenary, Tank Bulletstorm.
Good, good. And you have the funds ready. Wunderbar! You know your mission. Travel to the space bar before Captain Spaceman arrives and deliver payment. With Herr Bulletstorm working for us instead of the United Space, we will have the element of surprise on our side. And we will strike at Captain Spaceman when he is least expecting of it.
An excellent plan, Herr Commandant. Truly, against such a tactical genius, the United Space has no chance.
Yeah, Hans. Now go and fulfill your duty to the Earth Reich. As for mich, I must return to mein plotting.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant Führer.
As always, the vile space Nazis are plotting. With a plan to bribe the mercenary Tank Bulletstorm, it appears Captain Spaceman is walking into a trap. Unaware of the danger, the USS Spacenhower reaches the space bar in record time, thanks to a quick engine tune-up by Lieutenant Hatred. As they prepare to dock with the treacherous tap room known as the space bar, the crew reviews the plan one more time.
Is everyone clear on their responsibilities?
Yes, Captain. I'm to stay with the docking shuttle in case we need a quick exit.
And you want me to stay close and watch your back, right, sir? Exactly, Privates. Remember, Lieutenants, this whole mission can end up riding on you. Stay ready.
Yes, sir.
All right, team. Let's get to the shuttle.
Captain Spaceman, Private Vietnam, and Lieutenant Hatred embark on the docking shuttle to reach the space bar. When they reach the docking bay, Lieutenant Hatred is left with the shuttle, while Private Vietnam and Captain Spaceman make their way to the main room of the space bar.
Golly, sir. I wasn't expecting it to look so old. Well, Private, it looks old because it is old. The space bar was built back in the Revolutionary Space War. A few soldiers built it as a place to celebrate their victory after George Spacington led his men across the Delaware Nebula to ambush the Spacians. Wow, I didn't realize this place had so much history, sir. Indeed, Private. This bar is a slice of American history. Now, come on. We've got to find Take Bulletstorm. Let's see if that bartender knows where he is.
The Captain and Private Vietnam approach the space bar's infamous bartender, Mo Spacebeer.
Well, I'll be. If it ain't Captain Spaceman himself in my space bar. Name's Mo Spacebeer. What can I do for you, Captain?
Pleased to meet you, Mo. I'll take two Galacticolas, one for me and one for the Privates. Charge it to America.
Coming right up. Now, was there anything else y'all were needing?
As a matter of fact, there is one other thing. Would you happen to know where we could find one Mr. Tank Bulletstorm?
Did you say Tank Bulletstorm?
Sir, I think... Not right now, Private. Yes, you heard me right. I'm looking for the mercenary Tank Bulletstorm. Can you point us in the right direction?
Well, Captain, far be it from me to tell an officer of the United Space Navy what to do, but I reckon you'd be best served steering well clear of that Bulletstorm fellow.
Now, what makes you say that?
He's not exactly what you'd call...
I ain't exactly what you'd call what, Mo?
That is to say, you're...
Forget it, Mo. Just get me a drink. The usual.
Yes, sir. Right away, Mr. Bulletstorm. Here you are. On the ass, of course.
Thank you kindly, Mo. Now, Spaceman, why are you looking for me?
I've got a business proposition for you.
That's so. And who's that little runt with you?
I'm no runt. I'm Private First Class Vietnam of the United Space Navy.
Well then, Private Runt, maybe you'd best be leaving. You seem a little inexperienced for a place like this.
Sorry, Bulletstorm, but the Private stays with me. He is more formidable than you think.
Suit yourself, Spaceman. Now, let's talk business. You...
Before he can continue, a man runs into the space bar, weapon drawn. He searches the crowd, then his eyes settle on Tank Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm, where's my money?
Ah, hell.
Suddenly, the man opens fire. Captain Spaceman and Private Vietnam are forced to seek cover, but Tank Bulletstorm stands firm and returns fire. Before long, the space bar has erupted in an all-out brawl.
Private, we'd better get back to the shuttle before we get caught up in this scuffle. Good idea, sir. But what about Mr. Bulletstorm? I have a feeling you'll be fine, Private. Remember, he's a mercenary, and a good one at that. Now, follow me. Following, sir.
The two heroes carefully navigate the maze of bodies between them and the shuttle bay. When they finally arrive, they find Tank Bulletstorm waiting for them.
About time you two showed up.
Mr. Bulletstorm? What are you doing here?
Well, kid, given the disturbance around here, I figured I could use an exit. Besides, we still gotta talk business, haven't we?
Indeed we do. Climb aboard, Bulletstorm. We'll discuss the details once we've arrived on the USS Spacenhower.
Fine by me.
Lieutenant Hatred.
Sir.
Good to see you're still coherent. Get us out of here, and back to the ship.
Like you... Yes, sir. We'll be there in no time.
Make that absolutely no time, Lieutenant. With a place like this, Who knows how long it'll take before somebody takes this fight into space.
Understood. I'll let the Space and Howard know to prepare for a possible engagement.
Good thinking, Lieutenant. Hopefully it won't come to that, but it never hurts to be prepared.
Meanwhile, aboard the Nazi stealth Zeppelin Storm Kartoffel, the villainous Hans Spaceheimer is surveying the situation and sees his opportunity to strike.
Excellent. As soon as that shuttle reaches the Spaceheimer, a plan can begin in earnest.
But, Herr Spaceheimer, if we attack now, we could destroy the shuttle easily.
That may be true, but if we wait, we will have an opportunity to destroy Captain Spaceman and to take control of his ship. Once Herr Bulletstorm is on board, he will sabotage the ship's defenses and allow us on board.
Of course. Such a genius plan, Herr Spaceheimer.
Indeed it is, Soda. Truly, such genius can only come from the mind of us space Nazis. Now alert me when the spaceman reaches his ship.
Jawohl, Herr Spaceheimer.
Soon, spaceman. Soon. You and your precious United Space will fall, and we, the Earthrike, shall reign victorious over the galaxy.
As Spaceheimer plots, Captain Spaceman's shuttle reaches the USS Spaceheimer.
Ensign, open communications with the Space President. We need to discuss the details of Tank Bulletstorm's employment.
Yes, sir. Opening up communications now.
Higher, higher, higher! Finally, my portrait is hung. Captain Spaceman, I see you found Tank Bulletstorm. Mr. Bulletstorm, are you ready to start working for the United Space Navy?
Actually, Mr. President, I've got something to tell you, all of you. It's urgent. Before you all arrived, I was approached by another potential employer. It was the Space Nazis. They paid me 5 million space bucks to betray you.
Those fiends! How could they reach you before we did?
They had a Zeppelin. A stealth Zeppelin. Capable of traveling faster than any ship in the American fleet. The captain, the man who approached me, was called Hans Spaceheimer.
Spaceheimer, I remember him. He was in command of the Space Nazi fleet in the Warsaw Nebula. So Commandant Fuhrer sent him to recruit you?
Bingo, spaceman. Lucky for you, I took his money, but I don't work for Space Nazis.
Why not? I thought mercenaries worked for whoever paid them.
Normally, kid, you'd be right. But space Nazis? They're not good for business. Besides, I figured your space president would be grateful enough to throw in a bit of a bonus if I told you the truth.
Sir, a space Zeppelin has just appeared out of nowhere, and it's attacking us.
That'd be Mr. Spaceheimer himself.
Mr. Space President, sir, I'll contact you as soon as I've dealt with the situation.
Understood, Captain. Space President, out.
Lieutenant Hatred.
Sir?
Take control of the helm. I need my best pilot in charge of the ship during combat.
On it, sir. I'll keep her safe.
Mr. Bulletstorm, what exactly were you supposed to do for the space Nazis?
Well, they wanted me to lower your defenses so they could board you. Then I was supposed to take your captain out myself.
Private, do you have an idea? I think so, sir. What if we lower the defenses, like Mr. Bulletstorm was supposed to, and set a trap for the space Nazis when they board? Excellent plan, Private. With the element of surprise on our side, those space Nazis would stand no chance.
Not bad, kid.
Lieutenant, lower the ship's anti-boarding defenses. Let those space Nazis come aboard.
Like, are you sure about that, Captain Man? I mean, those guys are pretty violent.
Just do it, Lieutenant.
Whatever, man.
Everybody, as soon as the defenses are down, ready your weapons and get into position. When those space Nazis arrive, I want you to be ready to surprise them on my mark.
You got it, spaceman.
Ready, sir.
Yes, sir.
With the Spaceheimer's crew ready for battle, Captain Spaceman awaits the arrival of his enemies. Suddenly, the ship shakes from the impact of a space Nazi boarding shuttle. In a few moments, space Nazi marines have entered the bridge, and behind them enters Hans Spaceheimer himself.
Ah, the renowned Captain Spaceman. Wunderbar to see you. Clearly, our friend Herr Bulletstorm was not able to finish his mission. No matter. It saves us the trouble of getting our money back.
Spacenheimer, you fiend! You won't get away with this.
But you see, Herr Spaceman, I already have. Look around you. My men can tow your ship. And you will be imprisoned aboard Commandant Fuhrer's ship yourself. It would be best if you surrender now.
Surrender? A decorated United Space Navy officer? Ha! Not likely. It is you who should surrender, Kerr.
Ha 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 ha! Surrender? Herr Spaceman, you can't possibly think to take us all alone.
No, I can't. Luckily, I'm not alone. Now, men!
Was?
At Captain Spaceman's signal, laser fire erupts seemingly from nowhere, devastating the space Nazis. In mere moments, every space Nazi marine has been dealt with, and Hans Spaceheimer stands alone, surrounded by the forces of freedom.
Your men are defeated, Spaceheimer. Surrender yourself and your ship into the hands of the United Space Navy immediately.
Impressive, Herr Spaceman. I must admit I fell for your ruse. And a bulletstorm proved harder to control than expected. However, you didn't think I'd come here without an escape plan, did you? Behold, the glorious technology of the Eighth Reich.
In a flash of blinding light, Hans Spaceheimer disappears. Captain Spaceman and his crew are disoriented, and before they can respond, the space Nazi stealth Zeppelin has also vanished.
Rats! They got away, sir. No matter, Privates. We've stopped their plans. I'm sure he's off licking his wounds somewhere else. Good work, everyone. We showed those space Nazis what for.
That's all well and good, but there's still the matter of my fee. I am a mercenary, after all.
That you are. Ensign, open communications with the space president again. We'll discuss Boardstorm's fee, as well as our next step.
Yes, sir.
Captain Spaceman relates the tale of the brief battle to the space president. And after some equally brief negotiations, Tank Bulletstorm's payment is settled.
So, Mr. Bulletstorm, that's 6 million space bucks, plus a bonus of 1 million for your loyalty to the American cause.
That sounds good to me, Mr. President.
And it's well deserved. With you on our side, those space Nazis will never be able to cash up. Now, Mr. President, where are we to find our next crew member?
Nowhere, Captain. He's already on board the Spacenhauer.
What? Hello.
Captain, meet Ivan the Terrible. He's been assigned as Space Team 6 as a part of a treaty agreement with the USSR.
But, sir, he's a communist! And how did he even get aboard?
Desperate times, Captain. And he boarded the ship when you first left planet America.
So, does that mean he's been here the whole time?
Yes, I have been here the whole time.
Like, obviously, I knew he was here the whole time, man.
Captain, I understand your reservations, but we have no choice in the matter.
Understood, sir. I don't like it, but I accept Ivan as a crew member.
I am happy to be accepted.
Glad to hear it, Captain. You'll need everything your team has for this next assignment.
Sir, do you mean...
Yes, Captain, it's time. Space Team 6 is being sent after Commandant Fuhrer himself!
Space Team 6 is fully assembled and begins preparing for their ultimate mission, to hunt down Commandant Fuhrer, dealing a death blow to the space Nazi war machine. But this mission will not be an easy one, and even now, across the galaxy, Commandant Fuhrer is plotting yet another evil scheme.
Commandant Fuhrer!
Ah, Hans, mein good friend. What news of the spaceman?
Everything went exactly as planned, Herr Commandant. As usual, your plan proved impeccable.
Wunderbar. This means that the Captain Spaceman will be heading this way as we speak. This is perfect. Our preparations are complete. And as soon as he arrives, the final stage of the plan can begin.
Soon, we will be rid of that meddlesome spaceman for good.
Indeed, Hans. Let spaceman come. he and the rest of Space Team 6 will find only destruction. And when they have been defeated, then we, the glorious Earth Reich, shall finally rule supreme.
Captain Spaceman has journeyed through the galaxy and assembled a team of heroes. Soon they will face their greatest challenge yet. Will they succeed in defeating the villainous space Nazis? What evil traps does the killer commandant have in store? And will the United Space finally triumph over this vile menace? Find out next time on the next exciting episode of Space Team 6!